providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news on your particular local stations that you listen to this program on. You know, I say this every week, I'm going to say it again today, and that is I hope that your local news is better than mine is. We're going to go back and talk just a little bit more transitioning into the economy. You know, I got to tell you, I do want to make a comment about my former guest, prior guest, and that was Ella Kolich. Ella is going to be a huge asset to the United States when she gets out of medical school. And the reason I'm saying that is because she understands the importance of high morals, and she understands, in addition to that, very definitely the importance of hard work. I think that what we have in the United States right now, Jimmy, is something that is really hurting us economically, for sure, and that would have to be people don't understand that you cannot get something for nothing. Any comments?
Yeah, I think a big part of the economic problems we're facing right now are promises made in this 2020 election, in this campaign, to incentivize a base that wants something for nothing.
Yeah.
And the sad part of it is there is no free lunch out there. No. Somebody pays for it. Somebody pays for these issues. You don't just print money off trees. I mean, there are idiots out there, literal idiots out there. Some of them are in the press and the media that think this is the solution to economic problems. But the reality is you have to have production. You have to have manufacturing. You have to have energy in order to achieve that. And you have to have people that are willing to work. We're seeing a dearth of people willing to work, primarily because the government incentivized sitting on people's behinds through the COVID crisis, and because they're fed up and tired of paying some of these ridiculous fees for a mass immigration inflow of illegals that is taking, you know, that is costing our government a fortune. It's not costing our government, it's costing the taxpayers.
Right.
Nothing costs the government anything. The government is a liability, it's not an asset. It takes money from the working class, and it takes money from the businesses. It takes money from, you know, just the production and the manufacture and the sales of goods and services. And unfortunately, this administration is totally disconnected with that and promising things that they cannot fulfill. And it's costing a tremendous amount of heartbreak and economic pain. And the people that are suffering the most are the people that can't get to work because they can't afford a tank of gas. They're the people that can't buy milk or baby formula, for instance. And those are the things that we're facing right now because of these just unintended and possibly intended consequences of policies by this administration.
Well, I got to tell you, regardless of who gets into office, and I think if the Democrats retain the executive office and certainly Congress after 24, I don't think any of the problems will be solved. I think there's some really serious misdirection there. And the only thing you and I can do about it, number one, is go to the polls, and that's very, very important. And number two, I think that we have to have conversations with our friends and neighbors like you and I are having right now. You know, it was interesting. I made a commitment to the bloggers, all of whom I love dearly, on this show, and I made a commitment to them that I was going to get more involved in the Republican Party up here in my area. I went to my first meeting last night, and let me tell you, I didn't really see anything at all that I didn't like. I saw some very devoted Americans there. Now, admittedly, the town that the meeting was held in is very, very conservative. But the fact of the matter is, all of these people had wonderful ideas about where our country has to go. And you talk about getting out the vote, they are stressing 1,000% that in 24 and also in this year, 22, you simply have to get out and vote. We have to let the government know exactly where we stand, Jim.
You do. And you know, the numbers are beginning to become clear that Americans are not happy with the direction that that America is heading right now.
Right.
You know, so the latest polling is just absolutely dismal to the Biden administration and, of course, for Democrats. And the economy going in the right direction, 27% and they're going the wrong direction, 67% of the population, according to Zogby Analytics. They're pretty, you know, I would say they probably protect the, they would skew their polling to protect the administration rather than undermine it.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the reality. People are just like, they're like, they, you can't hide it anymore. And so what that means is local political action, and people have to get out and take action in order to change this direction.
Yeah.
And hopefully, and I am hopeful that we're actually moving in the right direction, you know, that we're going in the right direction. Unfortunately, people have to suffer so much for it, but let's stop this before it gets too bad. Let's stop it before we head to Venezuela. And of course, the Democrats are banking on manipulating people's views and still pushing Roe v. Wade, gun control, and of course the January 6th quote insurrection unquote with their public hearings right now. And that these are distractors that I think people don't care about. It's the economy, stupid, back in the day of night, you know, George Bush, in the arguments with Ross Perot, you know, it's the economy, stupid. People are suffering economically. They've got to get away. The Democrats have to start doing something about it rather than trying to distract and manipulate and massage the information to try to look good.
Yep. No question about that. And I'm not even sure why I said that. It's so obvious. The only comment I can make is I am getting to know more and more people in my neighborhood who are definitely on our side, Jimmy. There's no question about that. The studio dog, who you can hear in the background, is very, very much on our side. There's no question about that. She doesn't want to lose her great food, let me tell you. Have an interesting thing happening in, I want to get back to the hearings, by the way. I want to talk about that in the next segment. And what do you think about the fact that it would appear that looks like Gavin Newsom may be the Democratic contender for president? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden would have to relinquish his position as the party, you know, front runner right now. Gavin Newsom is popular in California. Gavin Newsom is hated around the rest of the country, even in some of the progressive states.
Yeah.
So, yes, the party might put him in power and place. And, of course, he's from a very insider elite family and has very strong connections with, you know, Nancy Pelosi and of course, you know, long-term political Democratic political powerhouses. But the reality is his policies, he looks good on TV, but he's not going to manipulate middle America.
No.
He has really, really alienated most of America geographically. And thank God for the Electoral College, or we would get people like Gavin Newsom, you know, to run. And remember, Joe Biden ran on a moderate, he's a good guy, going to help people out, and he's going to kind of stabilize everything.
Hasn't happened.
Absolutely the wrong way, in the wrong direction. Oh, by the way, he's inflaming America, which is why his poll numbers are so down and why they're, you know, basically, you know, really suffering badly. So I can't see where that would be a successful campaign with Gavin Newsom, but they're going to be searching. They're looking for someone. There's no question.
Well, I'm not sure that Biden's going to step down. I mean, he's assured America that he will not step down, but it looks like he may have to. I mean, like CFS continues to say on our blog, this guy mentally is not anywhere close to, you know, batting 1,000, operating at 100%. Jimmy, got to take a real quick commercial break here in about, I would have to say, 20 seconds. A real quick commercial break. You guys, we're going to be back. We're going to talk about the hearings. I thought they were kind of interesting. I thought it was false what was coming through, but time will tell. Stick around. Going to be right back talking about the hearings.